Thank you. All good. How are you? We're back again. This evening, I'm staring the Buddha down. I'm staring the Buddha down. Maintaining a relationship with that green fella. It's not Marvin's Mountain or whatever the hell that mountain was called. I have no idea what this place is called. The old corn patch, maybe. But it seems like a good spot. You seem like a fine hunk of folk. A glorious slice of humanity. I see frogs, I see killer whales. I see giant leaves of marijuana. I must be in America. Suppose the tax man he comes to.
Thank you. Thank you. quality of women they like. His eyes well the west and his mouth a gone dry.
Folks were even interested in this latest thing that happened, but a couple weekends ago, I went to the first of the last shows by a band called The Grateful Dead. Now, Lur was there. Me and Lur were hanging out. And we were watching the things go down. And it was a spectacular thing. It was a spectacular event. I enjoyed it. And I'm watching it. And, you know, me, I went to two Dead shows when Jerry was still alive, but that was kind of my extent of the whole thing, and I very much enjoyed it. You know, we know a lot of the guys and the crew guys within their world and their camp, so it's kind of an old home week when getting to go do these things. And I'm watching this thing, and I'm seeing old Trey Antipasta up there, who's an old buddy of mine, and he's waggling away, and he's smiling like a bastard. He's having a good old time. And you can see him on the jumbotron, he's just goddamn, he's going for it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's Trey, he's ripping it up, he's a good buddy. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, you know, I'll bet old Lur Lalonde could do that gig.
I appreciate the vote confidence, pal.
Now Lur Lalonde, he's been to 753 Grateful Dead shows. He once saw Jerry Garcia completely nude in a Burger King drive-thru in his old BMW 3.0. So I think Lur Lalonde, see, look at Lur, look at him in all his glory there. Look at that guy. He's got the horizontal stripes going, he's got the black and white Telecaster hunk of furniture going. He's got a little fuzz, little fur. Man, look at these, he's a rear, like an icon for rock and roll. Look at that guy. So, I think Lur.
Yes, I hope this is going somewhere good.
This is in three. So we're gonna waltz along as you waggle your fingers in sort of a Jerry-esque kind of way in tribute to what just went down these last couple weeks.
This could fall apart very quickly.
Nah. It's gonna be glorious, Lur. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mr. Lur Le Garcia.
1, 2, 3, 2, 3.
Over here.
That has nothing to do with you.
But Lur, You gotta hit the Jerry button. Hit the Jerry button.
There's a robot took over.
Hit the Jerry button, Lur! Lur! Hit the Jerry button! Lur! Hit the Jerry button! Lur! Hit the Jerry button! Like a Jerry Cantrell and a Jerry Garcia. So, I don't know if you haven't realized that we're Primus. And if you look in your little catalog that tells you what's going on this weekend, we're Primus. We are a funk, metal, rock, bass rock band. Now, if somebody would have told me 20 years ago that I would be known for being in a funk, metal, anything band, I would have stuck a pistol in my mouth and blown my brains out a long time ago. But that being said, we're gonna do one funky-ass, metal-y, fucking testosterone-ridden piece of shit for you right now. And the boners are gonna be flying and semen's gonna spew through the air. Just because it says so in print, so it must be true.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Just a matter of opinion.
Somewhere on this side of the country came into the room with a pistol and shot her television set as her young children were watching Primus videos. I didn't think much of it. Many a time I've thought of shooting the television when a Primus video is on. But of course I would never do it in front of a young child. So, you know, it just kind of came and was there. And then Nancy Grace, that wonderful, gorgeous, helmet-headed woman on CNN, decided that she was going to take issue with the notion of not this woman shooting her, discharging a firearm in front of small children in the household and killing the television, but what assholes we Primus guys are. And this one song in particular, for some reason, she just couldn't wrap her mind around the notion of these lyrics and how anyone of any caliber, let alone myself, could write such a thing.
Thank you.
So we're going to do one more, and then we're going to shamble on up to Canada. Before we take off, I just wanted to say, you know, we lost a couple of superheroes of mine within the last month or so. We lost Lewis Johnson, amazing bass player, king of the old thumper. He'd thump it up here, pow, pow, Lewis Johnson. And then last week, unfortunately, we lost Chris Squire, who is one of my all-time heroes. So if you know who they are, then, you know, relish their memory. If you don't, seek them out, because they were amazing pioneers on this here hunk of, well, they didn't play a big giant bastard like this, but they're a spectacular human being. Thank you.